Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight, so we're going to jump right into things and go straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to six-figure income earner, millionaire club member, platinum executive director, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Again, I want to congratulate Mr. Felix from Utah, Ms. Rona Unsel from Colorado, and Ms. Susan Mateo from the state of Texas, who are our More Success Team iPad 2 contest winners during December. Again, congratulations to them, and now we're looking forward to having a new contest for our team later this month. There is a new Legal Shield viral ad that's out on the Internet. I want to encourage everyone to go to YouTube.com. You can type in a Legal Shield hero and watch the new ad. Of course, you can go to your prepaid legal back office, and you can download any of the viral ads and send them out to your prospects. They do a terrific job, and I want to encourage everyone to make sure and use them. But to begin our call and to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the leader of our More Success team now in his 28th years. He's a $500,000 ring earner, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I certainly am, Randy, and I'm very proud to be on. Sound like a great bunch of people, everybody from Pennsylvania to Texas to wherever. It's all over, and I love that. I really love it. Now's our time, Randy. Now's our year. You know, many years ago, we had some things happen, and we went broke, so to speak. We didn't quit business, and people bailed out, and they griped, and they did this. But some of them stayed. Some of them stayed. And you know, the ones that stayed is the ones that got paid. You know, and this next gentleman I'm going to introduce to you was a big part of the reason we were successful. First of all, though, I'd like to apologize for Mr. Alan Fernley not being able to be on tonight. Something came up at the last minute, and he had to make a trip, so he apologized for that. But we were so fortunate because this next gentleman has always, in over 20 years, this gentleman has always stepped up to the plate, Randy. I mean, time and time and time again. Become a great friend, but most of all, this gentleman was a certified public accountant, and he received his Bachelor of Science degree in accounting from East Central University and received the university's Distinguished Alumni Award in 2004. And upon joining Legal Shield in March of 1990, he was named the Chief Financial Officer, served that in capacity through the year of 2000. He served as Chief Operating Officer, co-CEO, and and during his tenure as the company's chief operating officer, the operational capabilities of our company, Legal Shield, it's increased. The level is second to none in the world, Randy. In 2006, he received the company's highest employee award, the Chairman's Award for Excellence, selected by Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher himself. And through his foresight, expertise, and work ethics, he's contributed significantly to the continued success in Legal Shield and is still enjoying that position today. And I personally hope he stays there forever because I know where we come from. I know where he was at when he started. We was millions, millions, millions in the red, and quickly, in a very short time, just put everything together. We worked the plan, and we were a debt-free company. It's my honor and my privilege tonight to introduce your Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Randy Hart.
Well, Ken, thank you very much. And Randy and Jeremy, Randy, certainly good to hear you on the call. And appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate the invite. I do know that Alan is on the West Coast. We're actually trying to get some film in the can, as they say, on some new ads. And I know he's had a long and will have a long day by the time they finish out in Los Angeles. So was certainly privileged to be asked and an honor to be on the call. So just as I always do, let me start my comments by saying thank you, because it's people like Ken and Randy and Jeremy and the Moore Success Team that without them and without associates like them all over North America, I wouldn't have a job. And if you have to work, and I do, I've said that before, I can't imagine working any place other than Legal Shield. And it has been almost 22 years. Coming up in March will be 22 years. And, boy, what a tremendous ride, what a tremendous privilege to have been part of something I think is very, very special. And I got reminded of that over the weekend, actually moving from one office to another and going through a bunch of old files. And Ken, you mentioned the early days. We had some interesting times, and certainly some of our old annual reports. I started in 1990, and we had a little over 100,000 members and just over $20 million in revenue. So to play a small part in the story that's gone from that that very humble beginning to, you know, 1.4 million legal members, over 600,000 identity theft members, and almost $500 million in revenue. I think it's something special, and will be the biggest privilege of my life to have been played a small part of it. And the reason I think we have the opportunity, and you've all heard me say before, this opportunity is not behind us. The biggest opportunity for this company, and therefore for each of you, still lies in front of us, because what we do hasn't changed. I think what we do gets more important each day. I think we get better at doing it each day. And so just from a timing perspective, for those of you that have been in for a long time, again, thank you for what you've been part of. For the new associates that just got on board, maybe some of you today, I will guarantee you this opportunity is as big as you want to make it. You can dream about it. I think that's very useful, but you've got to get feet on the streets. You've got to put effort into it. But I promise you this opportunity, I think, is very rare and can be literally as big as you want to make it. And I can't pick a better example than Moore Family. So certainly starting with Ken and followed up by Randy and Jeremy. And it is a demonstration of what not only did we impact Kenneth, but we've impacted Randy, we've impacted Jeremy, that this opportunity, the one that they've each decided to grab hold of and make the most out of, has changed the Moore family's financial future for generations, obviously, and generations to come. So just know that, know that you're part of something very special. You know, this is an environment certainly from our CEO's office down to our newest call center or mailroom employee that everyone knows, and that nothing happens until a sale is made. That has it's always been the case, always will be the case. There's only one thing that really makes the world go round at Legal Shield, and that is memberships. We have a great opportunity because we have a great product, and we have a great company because we have a great opportunity, and both attributable to the product. So know that that what we do is special. As Kenneth said, 20-plus years, and what little I've probably learned from the marketing side of the business, I do believe there's only two things that really are important to your future, and that's belief and activity. If you believe in what you're doing and you're active, again, thinking about it, dreaming about it, planning, that's all good and useful and necessary, but at some point in time, you've got to actually go do it. And so, again, belief and activity. If you don't believe in what we're doing, I don't think you can be active enough to overcome that. I do believe you have to have belief first and then couple that with activity, and I have no doubt that, again, you'll start to realize just how big this opportunity is. And two things I hope you take from the call tonight, if I can share some thoughts and facts with you, is just the credibility of this company. Again, almost 40 years old, will be 40 years old this year, and how unique our business model really is. I mean, 40 years in and of itself. We have stood the test of time. I've always heard that time will either expose you or promote you, and I think without a doubt this company's been promoted well over the last 40 years. And part of that's attributable. I have the privilege, again, a lot of things unquestionably in the last 12 months, a lot of things have changed. Equally important, a lot of things have remained the same and will remain the same. And that's just the people that I have the privilege of working with here. Just the managers that report directly to me as chief operating officer, 20 years average experience with this company, not other companies in insurance or any other companies that do anything. It's 20 years average experience with this company in Ada, Oklahoma. They know how far that extra mile is because they've been there. They're committed, not just involved. And I think very important for our sales associates to understand that we understand that you're in business for yourself, not by yourself. So we realize, and we're oftentimes kind of the lifeline from your activities in the field back to the home office. So again, just remember this thing that we're all part of now really did start as a dream of Harlan and Shirley's. A local private company in rural Oklahoma, had a little bit of success, began trading on the pink sheets, a little more success, moved up to NASDAQ, then moved to the American Stock Exchange, and then in 99 moved to the largest exchange in the world, the New York Stock Exchange, and then just almost coming up a year this month, we entered into the merger agreement with MidOcean Partners, again, one of the leading private equity firms in North America and, well, really in the world because they have offices outside of North America. But tremendous partners. They want the same things that we all want, and that is to grow our membership base, your individual membership basis. So, again, a 40-year-old company, I just can't say that enough. That's in and of itself a tremendous accomplishment. 40-year-old company with, I believe, more and better tools than ever. Randy mentioned the viral ads. There's several of those available now. Alan Fernley literally is in Los Angeles tonight shooting some live ads and, no definitive plans on how those things. I can tell you we're not going to be on the Super Bowl halftime, but we are starting to do some things that we've never done before, and I think that only bodes well for the associates. Again, a 40-year-old company that I think has learned, certainly, continues to learn each and every day how to do what we do better, how to do what we do for you better, how to deliver the services that our provider law firms deliver to our members better each and every day. And certainly a 40-year-old company with better technology to run our business, help you run your business, and have taken all the necessary, the disaster recovery, the business continuity processes, everything in place to ensure that you go out and build your book of business, that we're going to be here timely, accurately process and deliver services to those members. Again, I mentioned 1.4 million legal service plan members and 600,000 identity theft members. And maybe if nothing else, if you take one piece of credibility from this call, know that this company's paid out more than $1 billion. That's billion with a B. In cash commissions over the last 10 years. No coupons, just cold, hard cash. And as I've always said, I know you got it because nobody sent it back to us. And if nothing else matters, how many companies can say that they paid out $1 billion in cash commissions over the last 10 years? And the reason we're able to do that, I think, is the uniqueness of our business model. And I just can't think of a company, any size, any industry that is more perfectly aligned and utilizes the exact same metric or measurement to measure the company's success, its associate success, other partners' success. I mean, the core focus of everything that we do, the company, you as our associates, our provider law firms, is the membership base, that book of business, if you will. And our membership base, there's two aspects of increasing it. That is, we want to fill up the bucket by pouring more memberships in the top, and then also doing everything we can together, and that you as the selling associate, me and home office staff, and certainly our provider law firms, everything we can do to reduce the size of the hole in the bottom of the bucket, which obviously represents cancellations. If we can pour more in the top and keep more, make that hole in the bottom of the bucket as small as possible, then obviously the bucket's going to fill up faster, and that's really that's what we are all focused on each and every day. The bucket fills up more quickly. That's how we grow this company, and maybe more importantly to you, that's how you grow your commissions, by doing both. Go out and write all the memberships you can write, but make sure we do it right. Make sure they're good quality memberships that are going to stay on the books and provide not only the cash advance that you receive, but is certainly the More Success Team, the founders, the patriarchs of the More Success Team can testify. There's a lot left, a lot more coming after the advances are gone when you get into the renewals. And I'm not going to try to convince you the value of the renewals, because the residuals, I think that's kind of a, especially for new folks getting started, that's a concept that may be hard to understand. The people that understand it best are the ones that cash those checks each and every day. The residuals, the millions and millions of dollars, the thousands and thousands of associates that are receiving residuals on a daily basis. And keep in mind that, again, 1,000,004 legal plans, 600,000 identity theft plans sold to families all across North America is simply a simple arithmetic, if you will, or a summation of each of our associates' individual books of business. So you really are your own CEO. You're the CEO of your own company, a company within a company, if you will, because your individual company, your individual membership base is the only thing that determines what we will pay you in commissions. And then when we look at it on a statewide basis, for example, though that membership base in a given state or province, that's going to determine what we pay our provider law firms each month. And then in total, the active base of business, the membership base, the book of business collectively all across North America is the only thing that determines our combined success. So we, again, a very unique business model where all the various pieces are focused on the exact same metric, the exact same measurement. We're all rowing the boat in the same direction. So, very, very unique. I don't think you'll find the ability to have a single metric that's easily understood, and then you couple that with, and I just have to share my deep, deep belief. If anything, after 22 years here, the opportunity that we all have, that you have, that I have, that MidOcean has, that our provider law firms have is very valuable and should be absolutely valued greatly and valued carefully. We all know, and again, preaching to the choir here with the More Success Team, but every one of us knows success stories of other associates where, you know, that associate, his and her organization, the member, the provider law firms and our home office staff working together, all focused again on that same metric to serve the member, have been able to change the associate family's financial future, not just for today, not just for a month, but literally for generations to come. Now, I just can't get over how powerful that is. You take the first item I mentioned, the fact that we're all measured by the same metric or measurement, and then you combine that with a company that not only says we're making a living and making a difference, but it's demonstrated almost on a daily basis. I can't tell you how many thousands of associates have said to me over the 22 years, you know, thank you for what you've done for me and my family. The fact is we haven't done anything other than give an opportunity. The people that are successful at Legal Shield are the ones that embrace that opportunity, put the feet on the street, put the effort into building something, and they're the ones that are enjoying, you know, again, if you're new, the advance commissions, the cash advances, if you've been here for a while, then you're enjoying the renewal or the residual commissions. And you couple the fact that what we do together, all of us, is again, just almost beyond description in my opinion. I think it's something that, because I believe so deeply in the opportunity, I think we owe each other a responsibility to protect and nourish the opportunity, to absolutely pass it on to as many others as possible, as soon as possible, but absolutely also do it right. Opportunities like this, I just don't think come around very often, if ever again. I would challenge you to, for those that are new, I just don't think you're going to have an opportunity that's going to be any bigger than this one can be. And it's entirely up to you how big it becomes. So, you know, please, if you embrace this business, please understand that how valuable I think the opportunity is. That's all it is. It's an opportunity. There's no magic pill. There's no easy out. If anybody recruited you and told you that it's easy and money's just going to fall from the sky, then they may have stretched the truth a little bit, because it at the end of the day, it's work. It's hard work, but it's some of the best paying hard work, and can change, again, not only your zip code, but your family's financial future for generations to come. And you couple that with making a difference. I just, again, I hate to repeat myself, but I think demonstrates how deeply I believe that what we do and what we're part of is something very special. So, you know, please, as you think about what you do from this point forward, you know, consider the future of this company, a company that was formed 40 years ago and still, despite tremendous growth, still single-digit market penetration in every state and province that we operate in. And with that kind of opportunity, everything that we've got going for it, again, $1 billion in cold, hard cash over the last 10 years in commissions. I mean, just think what together we can all do with you, a motivated, educated sales force, a sales force that I think demonstrates day in and day out that they want to make a living, but they also want to make a difference. You combine that with the 40-year history of this company, and I just think it's this opportunity is in very rare air. I think you will find yourself in very rare air as you look around at your fellow associates, at the provider law firms. Hope you're proud of the home office staff and what we do on a daily basis. It is an honor and a privilege. I think it probably takes some time to fully understand that. I would be the first to admit, on day one, when I started here, I didn't have a clue. Some would probably say 22 years later, I still don't have a clue. But I would argue that I at least have learned a lot and learned some very important basics. And that is simply, we have an opportunity unlike I think anyone else has. And how big the opportunity is entirely up to you. It is limitless. We have seen people that have started and maybe only wanted to make a couple hundred dollars a month that have gone on to be $100,000 ring earners, $250,000, $500 million ring earners. I mean, it happens. I've lived it. I see those checks cashed each and every day. And so I can testify to the validity of the opportunity. So let me finish. And again, as chief operating officer of this company, I just want to say thank you for all that you've done that allowed me to be part of for the last 22 years. And I always want to thank you even more for what I think you're going to do, where you're going to take this company as we go on. Again, I think it's very important to focus on where we go. Be proud of what we've done. Absolutely. It is a success story. as good as any success story you'll ever hear, a business success story as you're ever going to hear, and be proud of that. But we need to take this business to the next level. We need to deliver what we have, this very, very valuable opportunity and very, very valuable product to far, far more people than we have. So, again, thanks for what you've done, and thank you even more for what I think we're all going to do together. So, Kenneth, with that, I'll turn it back to you or Randy.
Well, you know, I got to say one thing, Randy. I had a little there, but when I come with the Legal Shield, I was completely broke and borrowed money. It's been a long, long time since I've been broke. And you was talking about that billion. I got a few million of that, and I'm so thankful for it. But you're right. It is an opportunity. We can either get on the train and go with it, or we can still be sitting at the station wishing we had done it. I think it's time to get on the train. Randy Harp, I appreciate you very, very much. I've told you that before, and I'll tell you that to the last day of my dying breath. I remember when you come and where we was at and what we did. I know where we're at now. Thank you for all your devoted service. And Randy may have something to say, but thank you, Randy Harp.
Well, it's been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you, sir. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Harp. We appreciate you being on our call, of course, and we appreciate all you're doing right now and, of course, all you've done in the past for Legal Shield.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now it's my privilege to go out to Edmond, Oklahoma, to one of the top platinum executive directors on our More Success team. Been in the business now for 25 years, a Millionaire Club member many times over, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I sure am, and boy, what a privilege it was to hear Randy. I remember when Randy was brand new. I think I was at the home office, and we were looking out the front window going, who is this? Such a great day. It was like, who is this? Anyhow, I kind of want to tag a little bit on to maybe emphasize maybe a little bit about what Randy was saying, and maybe add on the little title of my little talk tonight is How to Embrace Change, because, boy, we're going through it, and get going in 2012. And like Randy Harp said, we have a very, very rare opportunity, and I think a lot of us, especially if we've been around for a while, we might lose sight of that rare opportunity. So I kind of made a little list of things that we can do maybe to kind of get rolling. It is 2012. One of my theories is that most people wake up about the 15th of January, which means that everybody on this call is wide awake and ready to roll because it is the 16th of January. First thing, you know, and some of this is going to be pretty obvious, but sometimes it's good to state the obvious because, as one of my mentors in sales, Mr. Tom Hopkins, said, you know, you've got to get back to the basics at least once a year. So something very, very basic about how we're going to get rolling in 2012 and make more sales is we need a little attitude check. You know, are you ready for the big win? Are you ready to be a winner? And, you know, as you probably, you know, have heard before, you know, attitude is everything. And it really is. You know, we hear it, but do we really think about it or believe it? You know, attitudes, the way you feel about things, the way you feel about your business, the way you feel about the direction that this company is going in, you know, could make or break you. And having an outstanding attitude will propel you through your business during all kinds of seasons. And Randy's been through lots of seasons in this company, and I have, and Ken has, and other people on this call have been through many different seasons with this company. Some are very empowering times, and some are not so empowering. But if your attitude is right, no matter what's going on, you're going to be fine. And when you tag along with attitude, once you get that straight, I think the biggest thing that could really, really drive you, or let's just say this is the driver, and that's belief. Once you've embraced that good attitude, you must above all else believe. You have got to believe at all times, even when others around you are doubting. They're asking the wrong questions. You need to be asking the right questions. You need to be focusing on your unwavering belief about what's getting ready to happen. It's believing in yourself. It's believing in your abilities. It's believing in your leaders. It's believing in your company. And it's believing in your dream. And the unwavering belief of knowing in your knower. Remember, I heard a pastor one time said that you know in your knower when something is right and something is true. You have to believe especially in what you can't see. And we all know this is biblical, believing in what you can't see. believing in what Legal Shield will be in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years. Because just like Randy Harp said, and I know Ken's probably said it a dozen times, I know I never thought I'd be around anywhere for 25 years. So where are you going to be in 25 years? Where are you going to be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? So get out those night vision goggles now and start believing. And then get started. You know, it's 2012. This is our year. Get started while others are procrastinating. People actually, you know, there are some people in our company right now who are actually waiting to see what MidOcean is going to do next. I can't believe they're still waiting. It's been a year, but there are people who are waiting. They're sitting on go, just kind of waiting that one extra notch to see what MidOcean is going to do. When would now be the best time to get going in 2012? Remember, procrastination is the silent killer of dreams. It's the wish, I woulda, coulda, shoulda syndrome. That's what I call it. I wish I woulda, I wish I coulda, I wish I shoulda syndrome. So let's get going now. Write down tonight, when this call's over, write down tonight the 10 most important things that you want to do tomorrow. So at the top of the page, write, here's the 10 most important things that I need to do or I want to do tomorrow, and have something be about your Legal Shield business, especially for those of you who are full-time. Okay, now the next thing you have to do is you have to decide. You know, you need to decide while others are procrastinating. The word decide, the word decision comes from, I think it's the Greek or Latin, I'm not sure, I think it's Greek, but the word decision means to cut off from all other possibilities. When you decide who you want to be and get started, decide on what kind of a business you want and what you need to do to get started. Do you want to be a group marketing champion, a small business expert, or have a multi-million dollar producing agency? Maybe you want to make $500 extra a month. Whatever your dream is, whatever you decide, go after that decision. Decide and stand in it. Decide, write it down, and focus on it day and night and take the steps to do it. See, after you decide, you then have to take the steps to do it. So lay out your plans. Study while all others are on Facebook. Oh, my goodness. This is the first year that I actually had a computer on my desk. I used to leave it downstairs. I used to make myself, whenever I needed to use it, I used to make myself walk down a flight of stairs to look up information on the computer. That was very taxing. So this is the first year that I've had the computer actually on my desk in front of me. And I'm just going to say this one more time, okay? Study while all others are on Facebook. And that's all I need to say. You know what I'm talking about. It is nuts. Practice the slide edge. You know, we all go to these meetings and we talk about the slide edge and the book and the tapes. And I don't even know if any of you really are really thinking about what that is and if you're really doing that. Become interested in the world, a student of business, while your friends and acquaintances are wasting time. Do what others are not willing to do. And I got to tell you, there are people on this call right now. There's a lot of you that I know have done things that when others were not willing to do it. And you know what? If you do, you win. You do what others are not willing to do. Really, and I'm going to say this to you, really read the books. I hear people parrot, you know, yes, I read this and that. And I know that they didn't really read it. They didn't internalize it. But really read the books. I mean, internalize them. Read them over and over again. I mean, I've listened to some CD series, oh, my goodness, 15, 20, 30. I listened to How to Master the Art of Selling for 3 years every single day. 3 years. I made myself, believe me. I mean, I'm a slow learner, but I listened to that so much that I knew it by heart, but I had internalized it. So listen to the CDs, read the books, change your life. Develop the detailed plan for how you're going to win and execute it. You know, people really don't plan. And you've heard the old cliche, people spend more time planning their 2-week vacation than their whole entire life. They actually did a study on this, that people don't plan. They let life happen, and then suddenly you're at your end of your life and there was like no plan. So I still buy one of those old school calendars. You know, you can go to Walmart and buy, they charge you crazy money for these little calendars. I have a monthly calendar, you know, in the blocks of the calendar, fill in the blanks where all your trainings are going to be, your events, the meetings, whatever they are. And then in between, fill in with your list of where you're going, what places are you going, and who are you going to be talking to. For example, when I started the group business, which was a million years ago, I literally, when I lived here in Oklahoma, I took out a map every single night. And I would look at that map, and I would visualize where I was going to go the next day. And I planned around that, and I had a plan where I was going to go to these towns, and I was going to go to the school, and I was going to go to town hall, and I was going to go to the medical center, and I knew exactly where I was going to go the night before. So I went to bed, and I worked on it in my sleep, and I got up, and I was all excited. Today, of course, you know, we've got Reference USA. Today, for example, I have my recruiting call list prepared for tomorrow, and I always have many more calls to make the following day than I ever have time for. So I know I am never, ever going to be bored. And lastly, get up and get to work. I think Randy must have said that a whole bunch of times. You know, Mr. Harp, get to work. Guess what? And he said it, and I'm going to say it again. This business is work. I know there's some meetings I've been to where they talk like it's magic and you're going to magically become an executive director and money somehow is going to fall out of the sky, at least the way that's the way they make it sound. But you know what? Just ask Ken. Just ask Randy. Just ask Jeremy. Watch Jimmy Paris as he hops on the next plane. Watch the Peterman Road Warrior machine going down the road. And speaking of road warriors, I hear, you know, Harold Pinson is going for the record. See, we know what it's about, but there's a secret to all this. And the secret about getting to work, about this business being work, I'll tell you what the secret is. And I think Ken could testify to this as well. Okay, you want it ready for the secret about this whole work thing? Make work fun. That's right. Make work equal fun. See, I learned a long time ago that if I had a big project or something that I really didn't want to do, I would simply ask myself the question, how can I make this a game? And I have no idea where I got that from. I have no idea how many years. I've been doing this for a long, long time. But if I had something I really didn't want to do, I would say in my head to myself, gosh, how can I make this a game? If I made a chore a game, then it was fun. And work equaled fun. So I work all the time because it's fun. And really, this business is a blast. And I'm never bored because I've made it fun. So I'm going to challenge you. Try this tomorrow. Try work equals fun and see what happens. And then ask yourself the question, how can I make this project, car ride, homework, call list, a game, and see what happens. And that's all I got for tonight.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you being on. You know, anybody that spent 25 hard years in this business and made it fun, I have a lot of respect for. But you've done an awesome job. We appreciate you. You're one of the top leaders on our More Success team, and we appreciate you taking your time to share with our team tonight.
Oh, I appreciate it anytime.
And, of course, we appreciate Mr. Hart for being on. With that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. Of course, Randy Hart did do a great job. Of course, Linda's always been one of my favorites. And, folks, I guess the call went a little long, but if you took notes, you'll find out it's worth every single minute up. And just remember, if it's to be, it's up to me. The truth about it is, no matter how much training you get or what you do, if you don't go out there and do it, it's just never going to happen. Saying that, let's keep on putting God first and family second, Legal Shield third. We appreciate each and every one of you. This is our year. This is our month. This can be our week. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week.